It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me in studio today, I have Kobe Prettyman. She is with Utah Foster Care, and May is Foster Care Month. And, you know, we try and bring Kobe in every now and then to kind of just talk about the foster care program in our area, because it's always a need. And that's one thing she just said before we came on the air. The need never goes away. So what they're going to have is a lunch and learn seminar. And you know what? You're going to be able to go down there and find out everything that you want to know about Utah Foster Care, and what a great and rewarding and fulfilling program this really is. Kobe, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So let's dive in and talk about what Utah Foster Care does and what you guys do here in our area.
Okay. So Utah Foster Care, its primary role in the community is to locate families that are interested in foster care, provide them the education and training that they need to feel like they can adequately care for children, and then to provide support ongoing after we have groups and training and things like that that allow them to keep learning skills and to make connections with other foster families so that they can be supported in this process.
And as I said, we were talking before we came on the air, and you made that comment that it's something that never goes away.
Yeah, unfortunately it doesn't. There's just a variety of reasons that people end up not fostering anymore. Some of them adopt some kids and then they don't have room and they discontinue. Some have different things that come up in life, and you know, it might be good for them for a time, and then they move on to other things. And so there's just always foster families moving through the system, but there's always kids coming into the system. So we're always needing to replace those families that are leaving because the kids keep coming in, unfortunately.
And once again, coming up on May 11th, and you said this was really one of your first FaceTime in-person kind of things that's coming up.
Yeah, we're finally getting back to where it's like, yeah, let's get together and get people in the same space. And so we're going to have a lunch and learn on May 11th and actually sit in the same room and have conversation and have a light lunch and talk about all things foster care.
So let's dive into that for just a little bit. What kinds of things are you going to cover in this?
Cover the process, what it takes to become licensed. It may be a lot easier than some people think, but there is some paperwork and some training requirements and things like that that occur. So we're going to talk about that. And then just talk about experiences, what it's like to have a child in your home, what it's like to work with the Division of Child and Family Services, what it's like to work with the parents of the children who are in foster care, because most of the time the goal is to return the children home with their parents if the parents are able to do the things necessary for the kids to be in their home safely. And so that in and of itself is something that people are concerned about, is working with the parents and what does that look like. And so we can answer questions for them about what that's really like and how what things work well in interacting with the parents of the children.
Yeah, and then you said that, you know, this, if you've ever had a question about foster care, this is the place to go, right? This is where to find out the answers to those
right.
questions.
Right. It's really a very informal situation where people can just ask whatever questions they have and we'll provide them the answers and have discussion about what their concerns are and just help them feel more comfortable without feeling like we're trying to sell them a product. You know, we understand that this is an important decision that families are making, and most families have been thinking about it for a long time and they want to know what it's really like. And so we want to help them get a good picture of what it's really like and then decide if that's good for their family.
Maybe this will get them off of the fence, so to speak, if
right.
that's the case. One thing I've got, and I'm curious to find out, do you have something that is kind of a myth with foster care that people just kind of come in and say, well, this is what I'm hearing, and you know, and it seems like not just one person, two or three people have that. Do you ever have things like that happen?
Yeah, there's lots of myths, and then there's just lots of concerns. You know, some of the myths about teenagers, that all the teenagers come in are bad and have their own issues. And trauma does create some situations for kids, but stability and consistency can also really help we all know kids that have that structure that really can thrive when they have that kind of environment. And so there's myths about teens. I think one of the concerns that's maybe not such a myth, but one of the huge concerns I hear is, how can you love a child and send them home? And so that prevents a lot of people from doing it. They just say, I just couldn't do that. And we recognize it's a very hard thing to do, part of the process. But we want people to maybe look at the kids in our community and realize how much that helps or impacts their life, even though it might be hard for the adults sometimes. And the rewards are greater than the heartache, I will say.
Well, and as you said, that is the end goal, is to get them back to their parents, if it's possible, is to get them, you know, back to their family.
Right.
So you got to take that into mind, too, and take that into account. All right. So once again, this is a Lunch and Learn event going on May 11th at noon at the office there in, you said it's in the basement of, like, Workforce Services downstairs?
Yeah, the building that has Workforce Services and Division of Child and Family and Voc Rehab were downstairs.
All right. So if they want to RSVP, you're asking them kind of to RSVP by the 9th. So what's a phone number that they could call or an email, something like that?
So they can call 636-0210, or they can email me at kobi.prettyman@utahfostercare.org. And they can always find out some general information on our website, and that's the same, utahfostercare.org. And if they fill out the forms on the website and want more information than that, sends it right to me to contact them. And so we can get information to them that way too. But we'd love to see people in person and answer their questions and just have a great discussion.
All right. So, Kobi, thank you so much for taking the time out to come in and talk to us about this. And we're going to let you go and get back to doing the work that you do, okay?
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.